This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing ahead on Sunday to impeach President Donald Trump. They say he should be held accountable after mayhem at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. That's when a mob of Trump supporters stormed the center of the American government, pushing past police, breaking windows and doors, ransacking the building, and more. This was only after listening to the president speak at a rally Wednesday morning, where he urged protesters to head to the Capitol and made excuses for the attack via his Twitter feed. Police are also trying to determine how one policeman was killed, possibly hit with a fire extinguisher in a melee with Trump supporters. No one has been arrested in his death. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Meanwhile, a second Republican U.S. senator called for President Trump to resign on Sunday. Senator Pat Toomey said the president could face criminal liability after the deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Lisa Murkowski on Friday became the first Republican U.S. senator to say President Trump should resign immediately. And Republican Senator Ben Sasse said he would definitely consider impeachment. Kazakhstan's ruling party was set to sweep Sunday's parliamentary election. No major opposition groups ran in the vote, and small street protests were rapidly quelled by police. The country's 80-year-old ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev, who stepped down in 2019, remains hugely influential as a chairman of the National Security Council and leader of the Nur Otan party. Nur Otan won almost 72% of the vote. This is VOA News. Africa passed the milestone of 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, including more than 72,000 deaths, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. South Africa is battling a resurgence of the disease, driven by a variant of the virus that is more contagious and spreading quickly. South Africa accounts for more than 30% of the continent's total, with more than 1.2 million reported cases, including more than 32,800 deaths. The high proportion of cases in South Africa could be because the country carries out more tests than many other African nations. Many hospitals are reaching capacity, yet the numbers of those infected are expected to continue rising, according to health experts. South Africa's president will meet with his cabinet this week to consider if further restrictions should be taken to slow the spread of the disease, while balancing the need to encourage economic growth. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in 4 travelers from Brazil. That's according to Japan's health ministry on Sunday. It's the latest instance of the pandemic virus is evolving. A ministry official said studies were underway into the efficacy of vaccines against the new variant, which differs from highly infectious variants first found in Britain and South Africa that have driven a surge in cases. The Spanish government sent convoys carrying the COVID-19 vaccine and food supplies on Sunday to areas cut off by Storm Filomena, which brought the heaviest snowfall in decades across central Spain and killed 4 people. In the Madrid area, rescuers reached 1,500 people trapped in cars, while police broke up a large snowball fight after authorities appealed for citizens to stay at home, the risk of accidents or spreading the coronavirus. The daily number of new coronavirus cases has doubled in China, prompting tougher movement restrictions. And in the capital, passengers must scan a health code before boarding a cab or ride-hailing car, officials said on Sunday. Mainland China reported 69 cases on January 9th, compared with 33 reported a day earlier. That's according to the country's National Health Authority on Sunday. Embattled Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said constitutional reforms would be drawn up by the end of the year and then put to a national referendum, RIA news agency reported on Sunday. Belarus has been rocked by protests since an August 9th presidential election. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.